Okay, let's get into Amos Perek Beis. Amos Perek Beis, and Amos here continues as we started in the last perek, first giving nevuah about what's going to happen to the other nations. Hashem has patience, but then ultimately takes out the mida keneged mida, the onesh, and then finally he'll come to Bnei Yisrael as well, that they will give get their just onesh, and Hashem also gives a little lesson in Jewish history. How could you have done all this? And the second half of this parak starts off the Haftorah for Parshas Vayeshev, as we have allusions and connections to the story of Yosef, as we will see in the Psukim. So the parak starts off, Ko Amar Hashem, as we said the last time, Ashlosha Pishe Moav, Valar Balo Ashivanu, on three Psha'im of Moav. Three times. Again, Amon and Moab. We spoke about Amon last time. The Kfuye Tova that they are, like the Rabban said, that's why they are rejected from the Am. But three times, but Arbalo Ashiven, on the fourth time, I will not. Al Sarfu Atzmos Melech Edom Lashid. When the Moab killed and burned the king of Edom, they caught him and they burned him, and they even used his ashes in a disgusting way to smear on their walls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Tovea that, says Rashi here. Tava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Onoas HaMelech Shenogu Bo B'Zayin. So there's a disgusting, barbaric way to treat an enemy, so in that way Hashem will punish, even between Goy and Goy. Right? The Radak says, this is the story alluded to or mentioned in Malachim Beis in the third parak, where it's not 100% clear what happened at the end of the story, who was involved. There was Amon, there was Moav, there was Bnei Yisrael, and the end of that perek, with Elisha also. So what happens at the end of the perek after the war? Vayar melech Moav ki chazak mimenu hamilchama. The king of Moav saw that the war was too strong. Vayikach oso shvame os ish sholef cherev lavkia melech adom v'lo yechol. He wasn't able. Vayikach ez mnoa b'chor. Ashayim loch taktov. He took the firstborn son that was supposed to be molech after him. Who's the he? And who's firstborn? Vayaleo ola ala chome. He put him on the choma. Right, they say we discussed back in the Malachim Shira, maybe he wanted to get the schuyos of the Akedah. He heard that it was done. That's what he wanted to do. But he ketzav gad, and that's assuming that it was his own son. But according to the pshat here of the Radak, but he ketzav gadol Yisrael. They got very angry at Yisrael. So who was this? Arash Radak here quotes here that maybe it was Moav that killed the son of the king of Edom, but because Bnei Yisrael's involvement, but either way, that's the punishment that they're going to receive. V'shilachti esh b'moav achla armanos ha-kirios, and Moav will be sent a fire, and umeis b'shon Moav, and there'll be such desolation. B'tshuva b'kol shofar, again, all of these have taken place. V'chrati shofet mi kirba v'kol sarei ha-erogimo, and I will cut down any judge, any prince, won't be left, Amar Hashem, Hashem says. So that takes care of all of the nations that was spoken about, Amon, Moav, and Tsor, Amon, Moav, Tsor, Edom, and the Plishti cities, and Damesek. So now we get to, after those six, we get to Bnei Yisrael. First Yehuda, and then Yisrael. Ko Amar Hashem al Shlosha Pishe Yehuda va'al arba lo ashivenu, on three sins of Yehuda, on four lo ashivenu, as we saw last time. This might be talking about the three specific sins, maybe the big three averis. The Radak here goes through four of the Malachim of Yehuda, that sinned, and Hashem, so to speak, had Erech Apayim, right? It was Menashe, and Amon, and Yehoahaz, and Yehoyachin, which were very short, and then finally Tzidkio did Hara, and during his time, the bias was Nechra. That's the three, and then finally the four Ashivenu. And the Rav Zevin in the Torah B'Lamoadim quotes this pasuk to say three and four, and we get into habitual behavior sometimes, right? The Rav Zevin, as he always does, very creatively in Parshas Va'era, in the second piece, Votzeis Yeschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, says Rav Zevin that there is a concept of Mitzvah San Hashem Ulumada, that we act by habit. It's by averus and by mitzvos, and there's something positive and something negative by each one. When it comes to a mitzvah, if I do it behergo Mitzvah San Hashem Ulumada, on the one hand, so I always do it. Even if I'm not in the mood, I just do the mitzvah because it's so ingrained in me, so that's a good thing. But on the other hand, like the Yerushalmi quotes, the Yerushalmi says in Brachas, that one of the Amoraim said, you know, thank God for my knees, they know when to bend. I mean, my mind could be wandering in Shmon Esrei, and they still know when they bend by themselves. So that's a good thing. But on the other hand, you're not doing mitzvahs with feeling and with our gusha, and we just do it by rote. That's not a good thing. But it's the same thing with Averos. By Averos, if I do an Averos because I'm just used to it, we talk a hergel, so then that's a good thing, because I'm not doing it lahachis. I'm not doing it to anger God. But on the other hand, if I'm not even thinking about what I'm doing, you know, so then it becomes such a part of me. So then that's something even worse. And that's where he quotes this, our pasuk, that ha hergel nasa teva v'nasis lo geheter. Ashlosha Beis Yoel Arba Lo Ashivenu Kol Mashachozi Yosi Alachetu Mishtaris Bal Yoser. It becomes parts by the fourth time. It's so part of a person. So then that is something that is positive and negative, as he quotes this pasuk. Either way, Hashem says, I'm not going to forgive them. Al ma'asam. So here, what is the ultimate reason? After all the sins, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Reish, Shfichas Damim, right? That's what Chazal tell us in Yuma Daf Tes was the first base of Migdash. That's what we're referring to here. But Al ma'asam, Esoras Hashem. They were mo'es. They were disgusted by the Torah Hashem. V'chuka, maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara Nedarim, shel berchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't recognize the beauty of the learning Torah Lishma, as we've spoken about in the past. The Rabbeinu Yonah there quoted in the Ran, and the Beis Halevi. They were mo'es. That's a strong word of the Torah Hashem. V'chuka v'lo shamaru, that didn't keep the chukim. The Radak here quotes of Sadi Gon. Maybe Torah Hashem here refers to the mishpatim, and chukav refers to the chukim, right? We have the sichlios and the shimios, as he calls them. Vayatum kizveya mashahokwa avosam achareyam, and they were misled by the lies that they already have rooted from their forefathers. The Abarbanel here says that they didn't even serve Hashem b'shutfis. They served so many avodah zaras, but they didn't even give some time to Hashem. Lo daisha yovdim avodah zara, aval gam b'shutfis lo yovdim es Hashem. Lachen ayu moasim taraso ubilti shomer meschukav, and they just followed and wandered. Says that's the Barbanel here. V'shilachti esh b'Yehuda va'achl armanos Yerushalayim. Then there's going to be a fire. There's going to be a chorban. Interesting, this is going to happen after Yisrael, but the first nevuah that Amos says here is about Yehuda va'achl armanos Yerushalayim. It's going to beat the palaces, including the Beis HaMikdash. The Malbim goes through all of these psukim and emphasizes how it's not only the big three, but each of the big three were deepened by the behavior of each of the parties involved. And here, Pasuk Vav starts off the Haftarah for Vayeshev. The first connection is the first Pasuk. Komar Hashem al Shlosha Peshi Yisrael al Arba Lo Ashivenu. It's not only Yehuda, but Yisrael. Al Michram Bakesev Tzadik Ve'evyon Bavur Na'alayim. So the Pasha of this Pasuk is, as Rashi says, as Radak says, talking about people at that time, the drudges. They took bribes. Al Michram Bakesev Tzadik. They sold a Tzadik for Kesev Ve'evyon Bavur Na'alayim. And a poor before, they abused the poor for a pair of shoes. Says the Rashi, Hadayonim ayumocher mesmisha yezakai bedin bekesef. They used to sell whoever was a tzaddik, whoever was zakai bedin. How they acquit somebody? Shochad, by getting paid for it. Shoy makalu miyad baldino, whatever they would get. The evyon bavur na'alayim, and they used to take the poor's items and assets, anything they had. Hashofim alafar eretz barosh dalim. Hashofim, they wanted even the dirt of the poor. They would, Rashi quotes how they would buy fields next to and surround, and they would force the hand. V'derach hanavim yatu, and the way of the humble and meek, they would turn away. V'ishva aviv yelchu ala nara l'man chalel shem kadshi. And parents would go to their nara, to their young girl, znus of some kind, and that would lead to chil Hashem. The Radak here has a beautiful lashon. How would it lead to chil Hashem? V'zeh chil shem kadshi, says the Radak. Sha'amarti lohem kadoshim tiyu. I said, you shall be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadishchem, because I am holy, and I make you holy through my holiness. And therefore, says the Radak, kivan sha'atem mechalim kedushaschem, since you are being mechalo your kedusha, that's a reflection of me. Hari amechalim Hashem kachi, shekidashti eschem, atem nikraim bishmi, ki am kadosh atal Hashem alokecha. We are connected forever. And therefore, we have a chelika elokami mal. We have kedusha in us. So when we are mechalal our kedusha in sin, that's be mechalal Kadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha kaviyachol as well. As I mentioned, the Malbim goes through each of these psukim and shows how each one of these is a deepening of one of the earlier averos that were done. Right, the big three averos, as we know, the Gemara tells us in Yuma. But he continues, Shlosha pisha Yehuda, avodah zarah gilei reish v'chas damim, and on the fourth, al moasu Torah Hashem eschukav lo shamar. And then the Malbim adds, we didn't mention this. Shemash lo shamu es chukav. What's ma'asam? The fact that they didn't do the mitzvos. It wasn't because lo hayim mitzada yetzahara ula te'avon. Rach mitzada kfira. Umo'achem ma'asam betorah. Vasiba lazeh haya ki vayat'um bizbechem. Shem deos kozo shayab lehem be'muna. Right, they didn't just do it out of a taiva. Right, they did it as out of fear, out of merit, which is even worse. continues. So the parsha starts off, the haftarah started off with this pasuk, but again on a deeper level, some bring in the Yosef story, of course. Al michram ba kesef tzadik, they sold a tzadik, Yosef at tzadik for kesef, and evyon ba verna alayim. Hashoav, and continuing the psukim, they relate that to Yosef as well. We continue. Ba'abagadibah, the pasuk of the psukim is that the people of that generation are crooked, and they are involved in betza and crookedness, even the judges, the greatest. Valbagadim chavulim yatu, etzachom esbeach, they all lie down on collateral bagadim. They have collaterals, they have property of the poor, and they just relax with them next to their mizbeach, next to the mizbeach of Avodah Zarah. The yain anushim yishtu beis elokeim, and the wine of those that they punish, that they find, will they drink beis elokeim. V'yanochi yishmadati yasamari mibneim, but listen, Hashem says, they, you did all of this, and they do all of it, but you know what I've done for you? Put things into perspective. See how I have treated you special. So if I've treated you special, you have to recognize that you have to treat me special. I got rid of all the other nations, the Amori, the greatest of these nations. Asher kagova arazim gavo. Right, they're cedars, right, symbolizing their soldiers. Their cedars are so high. V'chasonu ka'alonim, they're protected like these strong trees. V'ashmid pir yomi mal, and I cut off their fruit from on top. V'sharasham mitachas, and from their roots from the bottom. I got rid of all your enemies. I brought you up, you traveled 40 years. That wasn't Ashkacha, the Mon, the Be'er, the Aniyakov, you don't remember? So you came in here now for a natural existence. You don't remember? La Reshes is Eretz Amori. I brought you forward for 40 years. V'akim b'neichem l'neviim, and I gave you neviim from your children. Umi bachu reichem l'nezirim, and from your young men to be nezirim. Ha'afin zos b'nei Yisrael no Hashem. Can you argue with this? A couple of points that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has on this pasuk. First of all, he says, "I've given mi b'neichem l'neviim." And umi bachurechem lenezirim. So mi bachurechem, says Rabbi Yaakov, it seems clear that nezirim were always from the younger generation. Right, it says here, your bachurim would become nezirim. Right, mufurish, says Rabbi Yaakov right here. Shenezirus be Yisrael mufneis lebachurim. And that's also one of the more well-known gemaras about a nazir, which is in Meseches Nedarim on Daf Tes, where Shimon HaTzadik says, Me olam lo achal me'ashem nazir. I never ate from a carbon of a nazir, except one time I met a very special nazir. Shabbat nazir shoy yafei naim v'tov roi. He was very handsome. Kvusos of tosnuros lo tatalim. He had beautiful hair, and he was a roi, and he looked into the river, and he saw his reflection, and he says, "Oh, I have to cut off my hair because it's going to bring me to Taiva." Shemito kol asipur, says Rabbi Yaakov, it's clear that we're talking about an Issoir, we're talking about a young man. Why is that? So he gives a svara. Because a young man is more prone towards drinking, towards looking at women, whatever it is, being involved in Gashmias. When a person gets older and more established and is with family, then he doesn't have that danger, and therefore it's less common to be a nazir. Imkin adam bal mishpacha ba'ofan ragil eino maschil lishtos yayin uporek me'alav es ol mishpachto. I drink too much wine, I'm going to have to go to the other extreme. Generally, it's not the case. Mashenkin bachur hasameach biyaldus ubishachrus shein hevel zakuk linaziris. And that's why he even says by the pashas of the psukim in pashas Naso, it says a nazir ke b'kam tami tehu la'aviv le'imo lachiv alachoso. Fine, but why is it when it comes to the other people who can't become tami, like a Kohen Gadol, it says la'imo la'aviv levno ulvito lachiv, children. But no umbito. Why doesn't it say that here too? The pasha says, he says, because the nazir is usually somebody younger, without a stable family. And he says also, this could help why sota and nazir are here in parshas Bamidbar and Naso. He says, what's going on Bamidbar and Naso? Up until now, all Bnei Yisrael were one big group that came out of Mitzrayim. Now all of a sudden, what happens in Bamidbar? They're at Tegalim. There are specific places for each sheva to be. Only once each shevet has their place, could now they go to the next step and focus on families. Sota and Nazir, he says, is about strengthening families. Sota is about to be mechazik, the couple connection. As Rabbi Yaakov writes, back in Nusso, the beautiful thought that what Nisha Sota, some people think it's anti the family, it's against women. No, the point is this woman did something very promiscuous, and this guy who her husband warned her against not to be secluded with, she was secluded with. How's the husband ever going to trust that the woman never did anything? Only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Bechvodo V'atzmo comes and testifies that nothing happened. And that's what Meisota does. So again, the whole parsha of Sota is to bring husband and wife back together. And he says, according to what I'm saying, a Nazir has to take all of these extreme behaviors because he doesn't have the anchor of a Mishpacha. But the background should be, and the message should be, that the goal of a person is not to have to go into a state of Naziris because of the strength of the family Mishpacha. Also, you see here in the Pasuk that Hashem says, I sent you Nevi'im, I sent you Nazirin. So Nazirin are coupled with Nevi'im, as if both of them are very strong leadership. Nevi'im, we know. Hashem sends Nevi'im. But Nazirim, so it's clear from here that Nazirim is something positive. Seems like something positive. Rav Nevenzahl writes that there in Bamidbar on page Samach Beis, but it relates to the Ramban. But we don't have to look at Rav Nevenzahl for this one. The Ramban himself quotes this. Ramban says there, as we know, the Machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban, the Rambam is very against Naziris in general, but the Ramban, and that's why he's bringing Karban Chatos, but the Ramban here in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, says Rambam, V'tam Achtas, She'akriv HaNazir B'yom Lozni Nezor Lo Nisparesh, why is he in Chatos? Says the Ramban, an amazing Chiddush Gadol. Never a carbon like this. The Chatos is for what he is going to do. He is no longer going to be a Nazir, and therefore he has to bring a Chatos. Ki hu ata Nazir B'kdusha So, V'yavodas Hashem, V'roi Hayalosha Yazir La'olam. The Yamod Kalyam of Nazir, because the Lukav, once he's achieved a certain spiritual state, he's just stay in that state. Kenyan Shalamar, like it says, how do you know it's an amazing state? Quotes our Pasuk. Va'akim ibn Echem l'Neviim, umbachur Echem l'Nazirim. Hishvo, so akasa l'Navi. Right, the Pasuk puts a Nazir next to a Navi. Ukadich Sev, as it says, Kalyam Yaziro, Kodesh l'Hashem. Because our Kapara, Bishuvo, Lihitame, Bitavas Ha'olam. He needs kapara because what he's going to do. It's an amazing chiddush, a karban al ha'asid. The Rambam has the different shot, as you know. The Rambam thinks otherwise. The Reb Yaakov here also, he has two comments here on this perek. He says, is there any way to put together, we know there's a machlokas tanaim, whether an azir is a chote or another is a kadosh. And there's a machlokas rishonim about it. But says Reb Yaakov, it's possible that you could put the Ramban Shita, that Nazir is something positive, with Reb Elazar HaKapar, who says a Nazir is a chote, shetzir asmo min ayayin. Because maybe in the ideal world where one should be totally connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu without having to go to radical fixes, so that's Reb Elazar HaKapar. Really, it's a chait, right? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you Olam Hazeh to be involved in and to enjoy. Habriya Nivra Bishol Adam Arishon, Sheyena Mi Bezo Lamos Ke'echad. V'raket Sleinu, Nia Conflict, Bein Olam Hazeh L'Bein Olam Haba. We have a conflict. And therefore, the more Gashmias we're involved in, the more we lose Ruchnias. But Ba'ofan Theoreti, HaNazir Huchote. In a theoretical world, the Nazir Huchote, that's what Reb Elazar says. But Lamaisa, the Ramban says, we don't live in that kind of world, and therefore Lamaisa is a good thing so that he's not caught in chait. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here tries to make shalom between the different days of chote and kadosh, and he gets that by the pasuk here, which compares Nevi'im and Nazirim. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, I gave you all these leaders, and you didn't use them. What did you do instead to these leaders, these Nazirim and Nevi'im? The pasuk says, Yud Beis, Vatashkos and Nazirim Yayin. You gave the Nazirim wine to drink. Follow Nevi'im, Tzivis and Leim Arlotinabo, and you told the Nevi'im, don't be misnabe. We're not interested. So these leaders that I gave to you, you just rejected. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful comment in Divrei Hashkafa on page 33, where he says, what's the connection between this parak and Vayeshev? So the Pashas is the first pasuk that we read before, but there's another idea here. What does this pasuk say? The Nevi'im of the time, they rejected. They didn't let the Navi said what he had to say and what Hashem wanted him to say. They said, get out of here, we don't want to listen to you. Right, that's what it says. Al Nevi'im Tzivisim Lo Tinavu. That's exactly what Yosef's brothers did. Because Yosef had a nevuah. Yosef had a prophecy. They all knew it deep down, but they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want it to come true. They didn't want to listen to it. So they said, leave. Right, they hated him. Acholam osavi al dvarav. Right, it fits into the Ramban, who says that's why Yosef didn't reveal himself to his father, because he wanted to make sure the dreams came true. Maybe he held it a nevuah. He wanted to make sure that it was a nevuah. That's the Ramban there in Parshas Miketz, where he says, Ki haya aviv ba miyad v'lo safik, if he had revealed himself. And then he would never have had the father bow down to him. V'yachreishin eskai machalom arishon, higalem l'kai machalom asheni. V'lu le'ken ha Yosef chote chet gadol, etzaris aviv. V'la amidu yamim ramim b'shichol v'avel al shimon v'alav. And therefore the Ramban says, but that's what Rav Soloveitchik says right here in Divrei Hashkafa. Chet gadol v'kaved hu limnoe me'anavi lomar esnivu aso bofan chofshi. It's a very big sin to prevent a Navi from giving over his nevuah. Right, it says, as we'll have in a couple of parakim from now. But that is exactly what happened with Yosef. Chalamosav shel Yosef kilolo divrei nevua. It included nevua. V'yadua yadu ha'achim. Ki chalamosav einam stam chalomos. El advar ma'asidim lehismamesh lomaisa. And the brothers wanted to stop it somehow. And that is what occurred. Again, but when a Navi gets, it's impossible for a Navi. Mitzad the Navi, it's impossible for him not to give the Nevuah. He says, Rav Soloveitchik said, it's like you're pouring wine into a cup, and it reaches the top, and it just overflows. Nevuah is like that. Nevuah goes into a person, and he's overflowing with it, and that's why the natural state is to give it over. If a Navi is Kovesh Nevuah, so that's an Isser. Misa B'nei Shamayim, I think the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah, but again, that's something that, a parallel to our to the Parsha Vayeshev and our Haftorah. Continuing, finishing up, the Perakia Anochi Me'ik Tachtechem. I will shake around under you, kasher to'ika agala, like a wagon shakes. The Abarbanel says, sometimes you have a very heavily laden wagon. It shakes back and forth, and it creaks, and it makes a lot of groans. He says, that's what you're going to be. Now, this last part of the parak is, after the sins that were just described, that's what's going to happen. You're going to shake and groan. Kasher to'ika agala le'elash amir, v'yavan manos miko. Right, the call, the one that's always fast and strong, he will not escape. The chazak lo yameis kocho. The gibar lo yamalei rosho. There's no escaping on Kodesh Baruch Hu's din. The tofes akeshes lo yamod. You won't be people who shoot the arrows, won't be able to stand. The kalbaragav lo yamalei. Roche vasus lo yamalei. The chariot drivers won't. And Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure that there is a just din in that future time. But again, this is all given many years earlier, and the hope was that Bnei Yisrael would do tshuva and come out of it. We continue next time with Perek Gimel and the continuation of the Haftarah here for Parshas Vayeshev.